And that's, they have springs, you know. When you have mountains, you have springs. That's where the, and the hot water comes out of that spring, just that hot.
It'll have taste to heat. Good?
Yeah, it tastes good if you
really
like hot water. Yeah, they have cold water too. But then you can drink the hot water, comes right out of the ground. They give you hot water when they, when you take the bath. You're supposed to drink two glasses of hot water in the tub. Somebody came up out there. That's my doorbell.
Well, along the river, would folks ever stop to unload things here? I mean, did they have a place out around here, around the county, where people would stop and unload things on the river?
Oh, no. No, nothing but boats. They have boats around here. Buff!
Place where a boat would come and unload things, what would you call that?
I don't know. Did you go to this? Did you come up the highway or the old 51?
I came up the new highway 55.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Well, you missed this boat ramp. And the government has built a ramp down here in the river.
Uh-huh.
And concrete it. And all, I reckon 25, 30 cars can block on it. And then they bring the boats and they put the boats in the river. So that's a ramp they built down there.
To get across the river?
No, to get in the river. The ramp is where they put the, park the boat, park the cars and the boats, and they put them off in the river. You see,
yeah.
It's surrounded by water, but they have a drive to it, but it's called a ramp.
Well, you remember an old place, you know, where boats, big boats, might come up or down the river, and they'd stop and unload their freight. Never had anything?
Nothing but Mississippi, huh? Not Mississippi River, none here. Now they did down over in Tunica County, well, next to the river, you see.
Mm-hmm.
They had a landing there.
I see.
Boat landing.
Uh-huh.
That's what it was called.
Yeah.
And the boats, the river's frozen over, I mean, full of ice now. They had,
is it?
Oh, just having a terrible time in Memphis. Just, one of my neighbors across the road over here is a truck driver,
uh-huh.
One of those long distance, New York or Chicago, up like that. And he said that he hadn't been home for 2 weeks. Because they've doubled duty on them, the boats can't run down the river. And some of the boats get frozen in the river. And this river, this ice is coming from up Ohio and up that farther, floating down the river. And it's gone down far as Vicksburg now.
Wow.
The ice has. It's been so cold, you see, it couldn't melt.
I guess, and it would really bother the boat.
The barges can't run. They just, and some of them sink. Picture in the paper last night where my barge had sunk, and I sunk it.
Well, we're talking about roads. We were talking about roads yesterday, the type roads you had, that sort of thing. This road coming up to your house, what would you call that? That was
drive.
You drive?
Mm-hmm.
Did you, now, when you had roads, you have roads on your property, don't you?
Yeah, they have road, you have to have roads in, on that to drive the trucks and the cotton picker and things.
Yeah.
And they have a road all the way around the fields, road field. A field road is called.
Field road?
Mm-hmm. They drive all over the field in trucks and tractors and cotton pickers and things, you know. Have to have one, because you don't want to drive out in your field.
Yeah.
And if you're riding along, you'll notice the edge, the end of the rows next to the bank and all, you'll see a road, and that's what it's for.
Mm-hmm.
Field road is called.
Did you have a track, maybe, that you drive your cattle down or drive them when you're going back up to the house? You ever seen cattle cut a kind of a place in the...
Path. There's a path to the pond, always.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They just go one way all the time.